Welcome everyone to today's 4SC conference call on key developments in the first quarter of 2021, as well as our outlook for 2021. I'm Larissa Stütle, and here online with me is our CEO, Jason Loveridge, who will give you his review of the first quarter of the year. Then we will open up the call for questions, in which Chief Development Officer Frank Herrmann will also take part. I'm sure you've all already seen our press release this morning, and the presentation for this call is also available for download on the website. You can find it in the Investors and Media section under Investor Information, and then Conference Calls and Webcasts. The slides will give you some support for Jason's comments, but anyway, you should be able to follow the call even if you don't have them in front of you. Before I hand over to Jason, I would like to give you all a brief reminder. During today's conference call, we may make projections or estimates regarding plans and objectives relating to our future operations, products, services, or future financial results, or assumptions underlying or relating to any such statements, each of which constitutes a forward-looking statement subject to risks and uncertainties, many of which are beyond our control. Actual results could differ materially depending on a number of factors. With those formalities out of the way, I'll now hand over to you, Jason.
Thanks, Larissa, and thanks everybody for joining us on this first quarter conference call 2021. As Larissa said, the presentation is available on the website, and I'll be referring to that throughout this call. The presentation is quite short, and our summary of Q1 will be quite short. If I can ask you to look at the slide deck and refer to slide two, you'll see the usual disclaimer associated with 4SC as a public company. Starting the formal presentation on slide three, we have an overview of the events or highlights for the first quarter of 2021 and some summary information as to the status of the company at the end of the first quarter. The majority of the highlights for Q1 are clinical, and I will deal with those in a later slide. I think I just would like to point out the sale of the Immunic royalty rights, which took place towards the end of the first quarter. Immunic was a spin-out from 4SC from several years ago, and this is the last component of that particular transaction, which provides benefit to 4SC. We have received 17.2 million, 50% in cash and 50% in stock. This is extremely helpful in terms of our cash position and executing on our business plan throughout the remainder of 2021 and 2022. Moving to slide four and the financial review and outlook. At the end of March 31, 2021, the company had just over 31.5 million in cash at the bank. The average monthly operational use of cash during the first quarter 2021 was just over 1.5 million, which was significantly below the forecast of 2.2 million-2.7 million provided at the end of 2020. We expect the average monthly operational cash use to be maintained at between 1 million and 1.5 million euro for the remainder of 2021. With this reduced burn and the additional cash generated through the sale of the Immunic rights, the company now expects to have sufficient cash to see it well into the fourth quarter of 2022, which is a significant improvement on the last cash forecast. Moving to the operational review and outlook on slide five. I think it's important to note that the enrollment of new patients into our active clinical studies was impaired in 2020 due to the global coronavirus pandemic, but that we saw a significant recovery in recruitment towards the back end of 2020, in particular in the first quarter in 2021. We now expect recruitment in all our clinical studies to normalize for the remainder of 2021. For resminostat and the RESMAIN study, we have enrolled 176 patients at the end of the first quarter 2020, and we expect to reach the target of 190 patients sometime in the second half of 2021. This is an event-driven study, so top-line data is difficult to predict exactly, but given where we currently stand with respect to enrollment and events, we would expect top-line data sometime in 2022. With respect to domatinostat, we have a number of studies that are ongoing, and just to highlight, I think, two of those for the first quarter, most importantly for Donimi, which is the study of domatinostat in the neoadjuvant setting. Enrollment of this study was completed by our partner and sponsor of the study, the NKI, in the first quarter of 2021. And we expect to report the initial top-line data from this study at a key cancer conference in 2021. We will report further data as it is gathered for this study after the conference. With respect to Merklin 2, recruitment initiated in the fourth quarter of 2020, and the first seven patients were enrolled into the Merklin 2 study. There is a typo on the presentation, which I apologize for. That's the first seven patients are enrolled into the Merklin 2 study at the end of the first quarter 2021. Moving now to the final slide, slide 6. The annual general meeting for 4SC this year will be a virtual meeting as it was in 2020 due to the travel restrictions and gathering of people due to coronavirus. And the meeting will be held on the 24th of June, 2021. Hopefully people will dial in for that, because we'll provide a more detailed update on operations at this particular meeting. With that, I want to close the presentation for first quarter 2021 and hand the call back to Lydia to see if we have any questions.
Lydia? Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. To withdraw your question, please press star followed by two, and please ensure that your line is unmuted locally. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. We have no questions in the queue.
Okay, thanks, Lydia. If we have no questions, then I think we can bring the call to a close and thank everybody for their participation. And we look forward to hopefully having you dial into the AGM in June. Thanks very much, Lydia.